Welcome to the Path to Podcast Success. My name is Evan Johnson, and I want to share with you how to develop and maintain a successful podcast. My guests and I will discuss all things podcasting and how your podcast can become an essential part of your business. That means more revenue, better relationships with your audience, and so much more. If you haven't already, check out our website at ipodcastedit.com and enter your email address to get each episode delivered directly to your inbox, along with some other free information I'm sure you'll find useful. Get ready to turn on your mic and join me on the path to podcast success. All right, everybody, welcome to the Path to Podcast Success. I had a really good time in this episode interviewing Tad Steffens, and we talk about a lot of really interesting things that more or less relate to podcasting. One thing in particular that I really, really enjoyed talking with him about was, what do you want to do? That has been a question that has bothered me for as long as I've been alive, right? And so we talk about that. We talk about how, you know, we think about it differently than some other people do, or at least we have come to think about it differently over time. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I hope you guys get an interesting take. And so if you're a little bit confused about where you want to be and what you want to do, then this episode might give you some clarity. So I hope you enjoy. Hey, Tad, thank you so much for being willing to jump on the show today. I've been excited to have you.
Great to be here, Evan.
So I'd like to start off by asking you to tell us a little bit about what you do. And I know that you actually don't have a podcast currently, but there is one in the works for you. So tell us a little bit about what you do and how you hope the podcast will fit in.
Okay, sure. What I do is, in a nutshell, build or help people build their marketing funnels. And that is my niche. I mainly concentrate on coaches, speakers, and authors. My podcast is not done yet. It's not live. It is hopefully going to be live in the next 2 weeks. And the main goal that I hope to get out of that is to help coaches, speakers, their clients look at online marketing in what I consider to be a more realistic light. I mean, there's tons of training out there. You can get training on YouTube or for a fee for just about everything, but very little of it deals with the struggles that I went through that I finally had to come over to make mine successful. And that's what I want to help other people with. So mainly helping other people actually deal with all the tools and choices that are out there to get their message out, to get their promotions out, to help them help their clients or constituents.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So you really want to have, you want to have a place for people to learn more about, you know, what you're doing about marketing and about how they can implement it and what they're doing and how to do it and all that kind of stuff. And you want to be the person that's the expert on that topic through the podcast. Is that kind of what you mean?
Yeah. I want the podcast to be a place where people can come and hear other people talk about how they overcame struggles similar to what the listeners are dealing with. So for example, I found out that a lot of my struggles with internet marketing had to do with the way I felt internally, not the plethora of tools that are out there. I mean, plenty of tools. It's actually using the tool in a proper and appropriate way to get the result that I wanted. So I want to take more of, an introspective approach or look at how to go about marketing in a lot of ways for people that aren't professional marketers, because a lot of us aren't. We do something and we want to let people know that we do it. So I want to help them do that.
Okay. How long have you been doing marketing for?
I've been doing online marketing on and off for about 15 years.
Wow.
Full time for about 7 years. I was a professional software developer, project manager for about 20 years and developed a website and had to learn how to market. So I did that part time for several years and then I moved over and now I do that full time. So it's not something that I have been formally trained in, but something I've been doing a lot of reading and research and training over the last decade, teaching myself how to do it.
Okay. And why now for the podcast?
The podcast actually came about as part of a training program that I've developed on building marketing funnels. And I've always wanted to do the training program. I've done it for other people. I've done marketing funnels for other people, but I wanted a standardized, documented approach on how I did it. And one of the things I found out after I've developed the training is promoting it, there's a lot of alternatives that I could pick. And one of the things that I've never really gotten into, but recently have discovered as being very valuable, is podcasting. And I thought, well, you know, because I mean, I'm going to have a lot of content, or I've got a lot of content, and podcasting is about, in some ways, delivering content or promoting that, putting that content out there, but at the same time, providing a place where people can go and feel comfortable that they're going to get the answers that they're looking for, or they're going to be in the tribe that, you know, that is doing what they're doing. And so it just, podcasting felt, it felt like the best place to do that, as opposed to just posting on LinkedIn or Facebook, which is kind of a one-way thing. I don't know. I just felt that my time for podcasting had come. So that's what I wanted to do. And so we're going to get, as I said, we're going to get that launched hopefully in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. It definitely is one of the greatest platforms, I think, for taking that content and kind of and putting it out there and getting it in front of as many people as possible. I usually ask people what their biggest fears were from when they first started. But since you're starting now, I want to ask, what is your biggest fear right now of podcasting, of starting your podcast, since it's in the, it hasn't launched yet? So what would you say is your biggest fear that you've had about podcasting so far?
I would say it's the biggest fear that I still have. And I think a lot of it, and a lot of things I've done, it's the same fear. And it's that I'm afraid of not doing it well or well enough. And it's some one of those things, like I've studied, I've read, talking to you, I'm talking to some other podcasters, and it's something I just need to do. But because I haven't done it before, that's my biggest fear, is that I won't do it well enough to be valuable. And I want it to work. I want to do it really well. I want to do it for more than just promoting my products and services. I actually want to help people that are in or have been in a similar situation that I'm in or I have been. Like, they're starting marketing online. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know, you know, what are the pros and cons of doing this or that. It's okay to be scared and to go ahead and do it anyway. Right. And so that's my biggest fear. But again, like I just said, it's something I need to just go ahead and do it.
Right. I'm happy that to hear that you're just kind of pushing through and doing it anyway, because that really is one of the few things, one of the only things that you can really do about that fear is to just do it anyway, right? Because otherwise, I mean, if you never start, you're never going to get better. One thing that's true for podcasting is episode 50 is going to be better than episode 1. But you have to do episode 1 and get through it before you can make it to episode 50, right?
Yeah, I got to do episode 1. Actually, I want to do episodes 1, 2, and 3. I want to do 3 first. That'll once I get that done, I think I'll be fine. Yeah. But it's in the back of my mind, but I know it's just something, as you said.
Yeah, no, it's with practice, you know. But, you know, the thing with podcasting is practicing, you have all of your practice runs, especially if it's like, I don't know, we'll talk about this, but if you're doing like interviews with people and it's practice, but it still goes out, right? Like, each episode is practice, but it's still something that's released. So it definitely adds another level of pressure onto the practice. But hey, I mean, you just have to push through and you'll get better before you know it. So I wanted to ask as well, Todd, are you doing solo episodes or interview episodes or both?
What I want to do is I want to do solo episodes, because I want to put out content or information on a particular topic as it relates to a piece of internet marketing, so that people have, say, oh, you know, they can listen, they can get a tip this week, and they can go look at that or not, whatever they choose to do. I also want to do interviews, because like this, I think there's a ton of great information, great knowledge out there that I don't have. And there's, even if it is something that I do know about, a different perspective can be very helpful. People hearing multiple perspectives on the same approach or the same thing can be very helpful. And then one other thing I would like to do, and this may be I'm adding a little too much on to start with, but I would like to do a daily or 3 times a week tip or motivational podcast, really short, just something to put out there that people can listen to, can hear, can absorb, and will maybe help them take the next step. Just for me, I love motivational quotes. I'll go off on a motivational quote site and I'll spend 20 minutes just reading through them. To me, that is helpful. And I'm thinking hopefully it will be helpful for others. So I'd like to do that as well. So really, I've got three. I've got the interviews, I've got the solo, and then I've got the mini podcasts, as I call them.
Right. And are you going to out of the gate have those three, like more than three episodes a week, or are you doing like alternating each week?
You know, I wanted to do all three out of the gate, but because I'm dragging my feet a little bit and I need to get it going, is I think I am going to start with just the solo. Get the solo going, get three to five of those out there. Then I'll look at bringing on the interviews, doing those, and then we'll do the last one, the quotes, after I get the first two done.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So what is your back-end process so far? I'm always interested in asking people what their back-end processes are for doing a podcast. Are you going at it alone? Do you have a team or outsource helping you with the podcast?
I'm doing it alone to start. Mm-hmm. I've got virtual assistants that will help me, but I want to do it alone so that I understand all the moving parts and I know how I want it to, because I haven't done it before. I mean, one, I want to learn because I want to know as much about podcasting as I can if I'm going to do it, but I also want to see what choices I have, because not having done it before, I don't know what all my choices are. I mean, I have a host, I understand all the major platforms I need to get out on, but I want to do it at least for a couple of episodes or a few episodes to get my feet wet, to understand how it all works. And then I'll bring on one of my virtual assistants to help me with the content, to help me with scheduling and order.
Right. Okay. Do you already have an audience? Or are you using the podcast as more of as like an audience builder tool, or kind of both?
Kind of both. I've got an audience because of the website that we run. We have probably 7,000 people that we can let know that our podcast is starting. I'm guessing we'll get some following from that, some subscriptions from that. But I also have a list of probably about 500 people that I have talked to over the last 2 years about internet marketing that are my target audience, that are looking for solutions, that are looking for channels to promote their products and services at, and start with that. And then, also I have a rather large following on LinkedIn that I was going to utilize there, and start with those basic three things and then just grow as much organically as I can after that.
Right. Yeah. No, that's a podcast I know is a really good tool for helping to grow audiences and helping to grow businesses like that. So yeah, that's definitely interesting. I want to ask something that is a little bit deeper. Yeah. And something that I've been experimenting with recently on the podcast. I've only asked a couple people, so I'd be interested to hear what your answer is as well. A lot of people on some podcasts might ask a question towards the end about like, what would if there was a book or something written about your life, what would it be? Right. So I've thought that I would do a spin on that and ask you, if there was a podcast that was made about your life, what would the title of that podcast be?
Oh, that's a good one. It's a good one for a couple of reasons. One is I think it gets to the point of why I'm doing what I'm doing, why I want to do a podcast. But it also gets to the point of me struggling with the title of my podcast. I've changed it at least 3 or 4 times. So that's a really good question. I think on my life, struggling for the words right now, but I would want it to be something along the lines of helping move people forward, helping people overcome helping people overcome themselves. Because I found, especially in marketing, which I'm self-taught and didn't really like and want to get into in the beginning, is almost all the major hurdles that I have overcome have been put there by me. And when I talk to people, I see and hear the same thing. You know, most of their blockage is something that they've put there. It's not real. It is their perception. I mean, it's the only thing holding them back, or the only thing holding them back is themselves. So something along the lines of helping me overcome myself. That might not be a bad title. Helping me overcome myself.
That's a good one. Yeah, I think that's a really good title. That's interesting. That's definitely a lot of those obstacles where at first glance, it seems like it's something outside, like marketing, something in the marketing, something on the outside. The obstacle really, if you trace it to its source, comes from inside. Mm-hmm. So I like that. Just out of curiosity, what would be one of those number one obstacles that you hear that you think is most common that you may be able to offer some advice on for any listeners who might be experiencing it themselves?
In fact, I just got off an interview before we jumped on this. Okay. And the gentleman I was talking to had a lot of the similar obstacles that other people have talked about. Let me see if I can think of one that really, I guess the biggest obstacle, now this is probably the biggest obstacle that I've heard over and over again, is people asking for what they want, them not being confident enough in their self or what they're promoting. They don't believe in themselves or their offer enough is probably the biggest obstacle. People that believe in what they're doing themselves, their offer, their products, their services, generally are more successful salespeople, but don't really have to sell. And I have found that people that truly believe in what they're doing as being helpful to other people, they just have to get on and talk about it. And their passion, their enthusiasm comes through. And so they don't really have to traditionally sell. So the biggest obstacle is what I've termed fear of closing, fear of asking for what you want, whether it's a sale, whether it's a volunteer effort, whatever it is just asking for what you want and believing in it enough to be comfortable with asking.
Right. Okay. And that would be kind of like the way to kind of move past that would be finding a way to truly have that belief, like make sure what you're doing is something that you truly believe in.
Right? Exactly. It's not. Well, practice is important. Repetition is important. Remembering what you're going to say is important. But more important is what you alluded to, is having what you're doing align, as somebody put it one time, having what you do align with your purpose for getting up in the morning. If that's the case, you will truly believe in what you're doing and you will be able to offer it and ask for it. So it goes back to really the alignment of what you're doing with your purpose. If you don't have that, I mean, not to be crude, but you're going to have to fake it. If that doesn't line up, you're going to end up faking some part of it at some point.
All right. Out of curiosity, have you always kind of known your purpose and known about and how you enjoy helping people, or did it take you some time to kind of find that?
No, I wished I had. It did. It took some time. I knew what I wanted to do, but I had no idea how to do it. And if I knew how to do something, I really didn't know why I was doing it. So I was always kind of cross-purposed with myself on a lot of things throughout most of my life. And just reading a lot of marketing, psychology books, philosophy, is I finally got comfortable with, okay, this is what I want to do. Oh, I can do it this way. And once I came to that point, I was able to line everything up better, and it just everything started flowing after that. But no, I have not always been this way by a long shot.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. That's something that I've struggled with personally as well. Is I've always had a hard time when I was growing up. I always had a really hard time when people asked, like, "What do you want to do?" Right? What would you want?
Oh, I hated that question. I had no idea.
I know, especially with those people who were like already knew what they were doing, and I was like, What are you doing that I'm not doing? You know what I mean? Like, why do I not have an answer to that question? So
exactly. And I thought for years and years that it was, you know, there's something different about me because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I remember in high school, people would go to college, you know, they'd major in a particular topic, they'd get out of that major and they'd go try to work in that field. I thought, how can you know? I have no idea. I don't know what's out there. I don't know what's over that next hill. So how do I know what I want to do when I get over that next hill? And it turns out that I think after talking to people over the years, is I was probably a lot more average and normal than the people that knew what they were doing. Now, yeah. You know, some people just do. Some people know what they're going to do when they're 7 years old and they go do it, which is great for them. I was not one of those people. That's not me.
Yeah, that's same here. No, that's not me either. It's definitely something I've realized that is, that's interesting how that is more common than you might think as far as people kind of being in that category. Honestly, because I think most people who get the degree and go off and get a job in that degree, if they can, right? Is I feel like most of the time, even those people might not really know what they want to do. I feel like they just kind of think that they do. Which comes, and that, I say that because I see a lot of people, and I hear stories of a lot of people who are in those jobs that they got their degrees in, but they're not really happy, I suppose. And I feel like that comes from more outside influence making them think that they knew what they want to do, but in actuality, they really kind of did. And I've definitely seen the stories. I mean, there are movies written about it, all that kind of stuff, where people who have been in the careers for a long time suddenly, through some sort of circumstance, come to realize that, wait, I'm not doing something I like. What do I want to do? And it's like, I feel like everyone at some point is kind of faced with that question. What do I truly want to spend my time doing? And it definitely, it's not an easy answer. And it takes time to make it happen. And I think really the what I'm hearing as well from you and from this conversation is you just have to kind of put yourself out there and have conversations and read books and just keep putting yourself out there and having and consuming content and listening to people and having those conversations, and eventually it'll, you know, it should come, you know, that clarity, right? Is that kind of what your experience has been?
That's the way it worked for me. You know, I wished I could think of the quote from Mark Twain about that the human mind has to get out there, experience and see things to, you know, to have a broad view, to have a complete view of what is reality. And that's what I had to do. I just had to go out and try stuff. I had to go out, look, see, do something, see what I like, see what I didn't like, make a decision from there, go to the next one, and just keep going. And I think over the years, I have realized, for me anyway, there is no destination. I don't think I will ever find the one thing that I just totally like to do and all else will fall away. There's always going to be something. Oh, that's cool over there. You know, oh, that's interesting. I can add this. It's and without trying to sound like a cliche, it is far more the journey than the destination, at least for me.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, honestly, it's definitely a cliche saying, I suppose, but it's one of the most true sayings that's out there, because if you reach the destination, then what? You know what I mean?
Yeah. What are you going to do then? Stop? No.
Yeah. And if you know, it's just, you know, when you're looking to get to the next level, if you get to a level and you stop, you don't stay there. You eventually go back down. So if you're not increasing, you're decreasing, right? If you're not going forward, you're going to end up going back. So that's a really interesting way to look at it. And I think that unfortunately, there's a lot of, at least from my experience, because I'm 21 now, so it wasn't too long ago that I was in high school and looking at colleges, and I was in college for a little while. And I think there's a lot of pressure, and a lot of the system is oriented towards, like, what's your destination going to be? What's your destination going to be? You know, you have to pick something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your career going to be? You have to pick something. But that's really not, I mean, for some people, that's great, right? Like you said, some people, they know what they're going to do, right? I want to be a cop, or I know I want to be a firefighter. Yeah. Or I want to be a doctor, or I want to be the president, or something like that. And that's fine. That's good. But for a lot of people, including me and you as well, from the conversation, it's just not so much, okay, well, what's my career going to be? What's the destination going to be? It's just, I'm just on the journey. I'm just experiencing life around me. I'm experiencing different things I like. And some of those things will make me money, some maybe not. So, you know, it's really just, you just have to experience these things and put yourself out there. So I think that's really interesting what you're saying. And it's definitely something I think a lot of listeners, especially younger listeners, but I think listeners of all ages can really, you know, take something from that and really think about their lives and think, okay, well, what am I doing, what I like to do right now, or do I need to keep looking, right, I suppose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, that's the way it worked for me.
Yeah, I think thank you for that. That's something I got something from that, and I think listeners will too. Todd, go ahead and tell us if people are interested in what you do and interested in connecting with you and learning more about you, where do they go? Where can they find out more about you and what you do?
What we're doing right now, which is probably the best way to get in touch with us and to see what we're doing, we run a site called acceleratedfunnels.com. So just spelled out, all one word. You can contact us from that site. You can see all the different offers we have. And it's pretty much what we've been talking about is we build marketing funnels for coaches, speakers, entrepreneurs with content that can be distributed digitally.
Right.
So, you know, happy to chat with people. We've got a couple free giveaways on there that you can check out if you like. If you're into marketing and you're looking at that kind of thing. I'm on LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn fairly easily. Just Tad, TadStephens. Connect with me on LinkedIn. We can get a conversation going if you want. Comment on some posts and things like that. Most of what I focus on these days is marketing, promotion, masterminding, coaching. I'm starting to get into coaching, so I'm really, really interested in that and looking at those kinds of or those topics and that content. And that's pretty much it. I mean, I'm online all the time. So if anybody's interested, just hop on and find me and let's chat.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Tad. We'll have all those linked up so people can go find you and connect with you. And I really do appreciate you coming on the show, sharing your wisdom. And I think that a lot of people will get something from what we talked about. So thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Evan. Really appreciate you having me.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Path to Podcast Success. Make sure to head over to ipodcastedit.com to check out the show notes and get each episode of the show delivered right to your inbox. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or whichever audio service you use. If you want to continue the conversation or you have a topic you'd like me to discuss on a future episode of the show, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you again for tuning in. And I'll see you on the next episode as we continue down the path to podcast success.